in between here and the limits is an entirely different way of looking at life. Now, I'm going to start off with talking about Hawking again, Stephen Hawking, because he said, you do not want to communicate with these entities. He called them entities. You do not want to open that doorway because you're not going to like what comes through. Now, this comes from an avowed atheist. So even he is very afraid of what is going on with this machine. Now, in terms of the computer itself, when I say machine, I'm talking about the LHC. But in terms of the adiabatic quantum computer, this is connected with what's going on at CERN. The two work in tandem together. Now, you will not find that in the public realm, but those two are operating. The purpose of that machine being connected with the LHC is for the establishment and maintenance of that portal that I described. Now, the machine itself, a little bit of background. The first model was the 128. That was purchased by Lockheed in conjunction with USC. They have an adiabatic quantum computer there. They have a quantum computer lab there. It's all public information. 128 to the model 512 to the model 124, or excuse me, the 1024, and now released in February, the 2048. Now, that number is critical to understand, the 2048. That comes from Shor's algorithm. This is a algorithm. This is a series of numbers, covers a full sheet of paper, if you will, that was developed by Dr. Shor. He said it would take a quantum computer to develop or to solve his algorithm. And the purpose of this, solving it, was to find all the prime numbers, the prime factors of this. He said that no existing transistor-based computer could solve the 2048 Shor's algorithm. That was long before the adiabatic quantum computer was ever conceived. The first model of that computer was able to solve the 2048 algorithm. The reason that that's important is that goes to encryption, data encryption, communication, secure communication. With Shor's algorithm, you can crack every form of encryption that exists today. So there are no secure lines or forms of communication on the planet. Utilizing this computer, you can crack every code out there because they're now obsolete in the face of the 2048 algorithm. If you have this quantum computer, which is utilizing the 2048 algorithm, you can create your own language, your own form of encryption. You now have absolute secure lines of communication. I have said many times, this computer is the beast system that we see in Revelation. This is a system that will enable the one world government, the one world religion, and the ability to track every person who takes the mark of the beast. And that's a whole other discussion, the mark of the beast. But this computer has the equivalent processing power. The 2048 that came out in February has the equivalent processing power of 7 billion human brains. Now, we can't even wrap our heads around what that really means. But the point is, I'll give you an example. The Tianhe 2 in China, at the time was the fastest quantum computer on the planet, or supercomputer, I should say, on the planet. And it was, this goes back to the 512 model, but at the time, they did a little test. And they put forth a problem to the Tianhe 2 that took that computer 30 minutes to arrive at a solution. It took 10 seconds for the adiabatic quantum computer, and that was the 512 model. We're now at the 2048 model. So we really don't have the ability to appreciate the processing power, but also what the capabilities are. This is an interdimensional functioning computer. When I say that this changes life, this changes how we perceive life, even how we perceive time, this is what I'm referring to. And that's why this computer is tied with the agenda of opening a portal, because it operates in an interdimensional mechanism in a fashion, the same thing as what they're trying to achieve with the LHC. So this changes everything. And from a standpoint of prophecy, this is the machine that enables prophecy in Revelation to unfold before our eyes, because it communicates, let's just say it communicates with the other side. It is obtaining answers to combinatorial problems from another dimension. So if you really want to take this to a spiritual aspect, it's communicating with entities. So like the headset that you're wearing right now, that's the adiabatic quantum computer with the other dimensions. So communication is taking place already. Back in 2010, the manufacturer, and I got in trouble for, you know, mentioning the manufacturer's name, but you can certainly find it if you Google adiabatic quantum computer. But in their press release in 2010, they said that in early 2015, they would be releasing a computer that had the processing equivalency of 7 billion human brains, and they said it would be artificially intelligent. Now, in February, when they presented their press release on the Model 2048, they said, yeah, 7 billion human brains, but they did not mention AI. This is, in the present time, an active, artificially intelligent computer, and we can define what artificial intelligence means, but it is a thinking machine. It is a self-learning machine. Its basis for artificial intelligence, to make it very short and succinct here, is human behavior, modeling of human behavior. The first reason for developing this computer and the cracking of the 2048 algorithm was for predictive modeling of human behavior as well as the physical environmental behavior. In other words, what was happening on one side of the planet having an effect on the other side? What were the ripple effects? What was the butterfly effect? If something happened here, and how would it affect the other side of the planet? They initially tested that theory of human behavior predictive modeling by tapping into the markets, the stock markets and the commodity trades. And they were actually able to predict what would happen in the markets and take market advantage. This is something that Dr. Farrell has mentioned, and we talked about this in our private conversation last week. The interruption of trades and taking advantage and taking profit in a black budget operating mechanism. This is what this computer does. It generates profits for the black world by interrupting trades. Now, this computer, not just, you know, directed with the LHC, and we talk about portals and all of that, but let's get back to the discussion of the Book of Revelation and the Mark of the Beast, because this now has the ability to simultaneously and instantaneously track every individual who takes the Mark of the Beast. You know, in past years, people have thought, gee, how could you have a computer system that could track everybody, their behavior, their decision-making processes, everything that they're communicating? How could you have a computer that would know all and be all? Well, we have that computer, because with the Mark of the Beast, not only will everyone be tracked, and will your, you know, we always hear in Scripture about you won't be able to buy or sell. The transactions will be prevented if you don't take the Mark of the Beast. Well, if you have everything in the world being processed through a quantum computer, all of the information in the world being real-time accessed by this computer, and therefore everything being tracked, then you have the ability to fulfill what Revelation is talking about. But let's go beyond that a step and go back to what I mentioned, and that's predictive human behavior, the modeling of human behavior. In other words, predicting the future. What is going to happen tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now? All of this modeling is the core of the processing of this computer. When we talk about artificial intelligence, a big slice of that definition of AI is predicting the future. Specifically, what will humans do? If you do this to this group, what does it do to the rest of the world? If you do this to an individual, what does it do to all the individuals in the world. So it's not just tracking, it's predicting the future and taking advantage of that, knowing the future.